As a young lad of 20 going into the factory, it was very heavy industry, a very dangerous place to work, but you were working with people who would experience a lot in life. I can remember my first job. I was trained up by a man called Arthur Cartwright, who's long since passed now. He was a prisoner of war in 1940. He was trapped at the Anzio beachhead, and he spent the war and his 21st birthday as a POW. Now, as a young lad, I had a little bit of respect for people like Arthur, who'd seen a lot in life, and I hadn't seen not a lot in life, if you can understand that. It was a dangerous place to work. There was accidents, as in all places, but as time goes by, health and safety comes in, new ways of working practices come in, and the job gets better. It gets, if you like, easier, even though it was heavy industry. Being there for 31, 32 years, you would think that you may finish your time there, but there is an old saying, nothing lasts forever, does it? Nothing lasts forever. Yeah, in all fairness to the company, I mean, there was four shifts on. I was lucky to be on the shift on the day that it was announced. We was all taken into the cinema, and it was done correctly by local management. You know, there's nothing, there's no segregates there. You can't always get everybody in the plant at the same time. Like I said, there was four groups of people, there's four shifts on. So it wasn't easy, I suppose, to tell four different groups of people that the plant was going to shut. But on the day I was there, I was in, and I did hear it. So, you know, it's coming to an end now. The 31st of December, we are officially unemployed, if you like. I'd never want to knock Goodyear Wolverhampton. It's been good to me. It's been good to a lot of people in Wolverhampton. So I'll never knock the company, because like I say, it's been good to me. The charity that we had that's going to support the Compton project, all the people in Wolverhampton that have worked there and their families can be proud of that.